You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Women's Basketball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. I'm joined by Rhodes College Head Women's Basketball Coach Matt Dean. The Lynx close out their regular season with a record of 9-15, 6-10 in SCAC play, earning the number 3 seed out of the Eastern Division. Coach, first of all, congratulations on making the SCAC Tournament, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Russell, it's my pleasure, and we're real excited to have this opportunity. Thank you.
Coach, the Lynx roll into the SCAC Tournament, having won 4 of their last 6 games. Just talk about where this team is as you guys head towards the conference championships.
Well, we feel like we're in a good place. We had a tough weekend. You know, we played our hearts out against Center College. It was a great game. Well, a great women's college basketball game. It was a one-possession game with 4 minutes to go, and I thought Center executed wonderfully all night, and we had a couple turnovers in the last few minutes that led to some transition offense for them, and they finished us off. And DePaul came in on Sunday and played real hard. We did for the first 15 minutes. Had a hard time scoring. They did such a great job defensively and shut us down. But, you know, at one point this season, we were 1-7, Russell, and 0-3 in the SCAC. And like you said, we have been playing very good basketball as of late. So we're not going to let a couple losses, deter us. We're very confident about our abilities, and we think we're going to be a tough out.
Coach, as I mentioned, the number 3 seed coming out of the Eastern Division. You draw the number 2 seed out of the Western Division in Trinity University. You guys faced Trinity back on January 28th this season. TU pulled out a 77-66 win in Memphis. Just talk about what you can draw from that game as you guys move forward to Friday's matchup.
Well, first of all, we think they're very good. We have a lot of respect for Amy and her kids and her program. You know, they had some adversity this year, too. They started off 3-9 and 0-4 in the SCAC, and they won 10 of their last 13 games. They're the only team in the league to beat DePaul, and they have 2 terrific players, Abby Dietert and Danielle Hubenek. And I just think they do some schemes with their half-court traps and their half-court zone defenses, and they also pressure you full. So they change it up on you. They don't let you kind of get in the rhythm. It's really unique. They're forcing 23 turnovers a game, and though their field goal defensive percentages are not great, they're second in the league in turnover margin, and that differential, you know, allows them to get some transition offense. They have a freshman, Nicolette Halbleib, I hope I pronounced her name right, just a tremendous defensive player. I thought she's at the front of their attack a lot of times defensively, and they're a very tough matchup. I mean, you know, Russell, they beat DePaul, and DePaul basically kind of cruised through the league this year, so we have a formidable task on our hand on Friday night.
Coach, you mentioned Abby Dietert and Danielle Hubenek, obviously two tough matchups. Danielle, of course, bringing the ball up the court at the point guard position, and Abby, who can not only put the ball on the floor but can kind of post up down low as well. How do you go about trying to maintain those girls, keep them in check, and keep them below their average?
Well, that's a tough task. With Abby, you know, she's such a hard guard because, you know, if we put Char Will on her, who's our best player, that affects Char Will at the offensive end. And Abby can post up and she can face. She's improved her percentages from beyond the arc. So she's an inside-out player that has tremendous energy, that runs the floor, and she gets easy offense for them. And that puts a lot of pressure on our defense. Danielle is just one of the best shooters in the league, and she's got tremendous range. I mean, she'll pull from NBA range. She can post up. She's tough on the block against smaller guards, so you really have to put a physical presence against her. And we're going to have to mix some zone and man against them, Russell. There's no secret. They're going to play some zone against us. We're going to play some zone against them. And we just hope we can keep them off the glass because Abby's such a good rebounder. You know, you got to pick your poison. If she hurts you in transition and also gets offensive glass on you, it's going to be a long night.
Coach, you're helping me out here as I move to my next question. Trinity, not a great shooting team from the floor, just 37%. Talk about the importance of contesting shots and then really maintaining those assignments, blocking out and limiting those extra possessions and second chance points for the Tigers.
Oh, you hit on that. It's crucial, you know, because they're going to create some offense off of their turnovers and their defense. You know, they're a from a scheme standpoint, we have to work against their stuff all week. You know, certain teams you prepare for and you can run your base stuff. You can't do that against Trinity. So if you cannot get out and guard their shooters and keep them off the glass, I mean, and they get that margin on you, they're really very, very difficult to beat then. So for us to have a chance Friday night and improve on what we did in Memphis, we're going to have to do a better job in turnover margin. You know, we had 19 turnovers the first time we've faced them. They only had 14. So that extra 5 possessions in a 10-point, 11-point game, very crucial. And we have to stay on the glass as well. And we were only 2 of 14 from 3 against them the first time. So we obviously have to put the ball, we have to score the ball better and make some shots too.
Coach, an incredibly special talent and player on your team, and Charwell Bell leads the conference in scoring. For people who haven't seen her play, they're going to get a chance to watch her for the first time at the SCAC tournament. What can they expect to see?
She's just such a versatile player, Russell. You hit it on the head. She's very talented. Charwell started her career as a Division I scholarship player at Elon College, and we were fortunate enough that she wanted to get closer to home. She's from Memphis, and Charwell is one of those kids that you can put her on the wing and isolate a side, and she can create. She also can run the point guard for you, and she's also a tremendous defender. So one of the challenges we have is sometimes, you know, as a coach, you always want to go look at matchups, and sometimes I got to, you know, make sure I don't always put Charwell on the best offense player in the other team, because, you know, she's logging a ton of minutes. I think she's logging 36 minutes a game. So one thing that she's done this year that's really improved her game, Russell, is she has stepped that back beyond the arc and decided to make that a priority. And she's hit over 30% from three, where last year that was not an option. So that makes her even a more difficult guard now. I mean, besides, you know, the isolation and the penetration and the mid-range game she has, when she steps back and hits shots beyond the arc, she's a real tough guard. And that's why, you know, a lot of people will zone us, because quite frankly, people have a hard time guarding her, you know, one-on-one situations.
And finally, Coach, just talk about the keys and adjustments that you guys will be making as you head into the game Friday in order to play your best basketball and hopefully make a run throughout this SCAC tournament.
Well, I'll tell you right now, we're working all week against, trying to, you know, find a way to do a better job against their pressure defense. I mean, you know, they're going to run some diamond full court press, which usually is not a problem for us, knock on wood. But they're half court schemes. You know, they run a lot of 1-1-3 back to a 2-3 zone. They'll run some 1-3-1 back to a 2-3 zone. They're going to make you change it up. So for us, we got to keep the turnovers under 15. Last time we were at 19. So we have to make that one improvement alone to have a chance to play with them. Secondly, we got to continue to hit the offensive glass. We were +2 against them the first time we played them. So if we can hit the offensive glass, keep our turnovers under 15, and knock down a few more perimeter shots, we feel like we can hang with them. They're a legitimate team. They beat DePaul. They're capable of winning 3 games in 3 days and winning this whole thing. So it's a very difficult matchup for us in day one, but we're really looking forward to the challenge.
Rhodes College head women's basketball coach Matt Dean. Again, the Lynx close out the regular season 9-15 on the year, 6-10 in SCAC play, earning the number 3 seed out of the East to face the number 2 seed, Trinity University from the Western Division, in the nightcap of the first day of the SCAC tournament. From Millsaps College, Coach, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck as you move forward to the SCAC tournament.
Russell, thank you. Look forward to seeing you in Jackson.